welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled Letters from Loved Ones.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1. From Paul, appointed by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, to the saints who are faithful to Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings of heaven in Christ. Before the world was made, he chose us in Christ to be holy and spotless, and to live through love in his presence, determining that we should become the adopted children through Jesus Christ. For his own kind purposes, to make us praise the glory of his grace, free gift to us in the Beloved, in whom, through his blood, we gain our freedom, the forgiveness of our sins. Such is the richness of the grace which he has showered on us in all wisdom and insight. He has let us know the mystery of his purpose, the hidden plan he so kindly made in Christ from the beginning, to act upon when the time had run its course to the end, that he would bring everything together under Christ as head, everything in the heavens and everything on earth. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, recently we experienced severe floodings here in Dunedin, and after it was all over, I asked some people who had to evacuate from their homes how the experience had been for them. It was interesting to hear many speak of packing their precious belongings and just what these treasures were. As I expected, many mentioned treasured letters from loved ones. None of us want to lose the messages of love and encouragement contained in such letters, and reading the letters of those we have loved, we remember their goodness and we are drawn to follow in their footsteps. Usually, a letter puts us in touch with the tender heart and soul of the writer. In our reading today, we hear from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In this letter, he inspires his listeners to set aside the things of the world and deal with what really matters. At the time of writing, Paul was under house arrest in Rome. Yet, despite that, he wanted to reassure and encourage the people of Ephesus to develop their spirituality. What comes to us through the words of Paul is the great love he had for Jesus and how this relationship transformed his life. He reminds us that God chose us to live through love in his presence. We are each chosen at a specific time, and God has a plan, a purpose for each of us. This plan extends through the whole of creation. It can be very helpful to know there is a plan for our lives, especially when we feel small and insignificant. When our community was reflecting together on this letter, we were actually grieving at the unexpected death of one of our younger sisters. the words, "God has let us know the mystery of his purpose," seemed to take us more deeply into the mysterious heart of God. Yes, death is a mystery, and so often life is too. However, when we lean into the God of mystery, there is often amazing comfort in the not knowing and the not understanding. Our faith is surely put to the test, as was that of the people of Ephesus. We pondered the phrase, "We are born holy and blameless in God's sight," asking ourselves, what does this really mean for us today? In God is the only real resting place, which allows us to bear the pain of darkness and to rejoice in the light of love. In God's plan, all of creation is one. When we read the whole of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we get a sense of who this man really was, a man of sensitive temperament and warm emotions, a tender man who learned from his love for Jesus and the love of Jesus for him to be his true self. It was this true Paul who, from the fire of the love in his heart, wrote letters to many communities of his day. Perhaps we could spend some time today looking through our own treasures to find our letters from loved ones. Let us listen to the love of those who believed in us and took the time to speak from their hearts about the importance of our relationship, knowing that it is through such experiences we too will encourage and affirm those we love to live through love in God's presence. Amen.